I started cussing in the fifth grade, and some of that can be traced directly to my father and some to my craziest uncles, who sat on the porch of my great-grandmother Lucy's house shooting feral cats and, in general, being a nuisance to God and everybody. The rest of it can be chalked up to the older kids at the YMCA and, of course, free will. One of my teachers, Mrs. Lester, had a strong penchant for proper English language, and slang from the neighborhood YMCA was unacceptable in her classroom. I got frustrated once about who knows what, and I shouted, "Fart!" I think we all know what the initial word was meant to be. Mrs. Lester slowly walked over to my desk, her long black skirt gliding across the floor with her white button-up shirt, her hair twisted on top of her head, her black glasses, and her pursed lips all making the moment more dreadful, and asked me if I knew the definition of the word flatulence. "No, ma'am. Today, in after-school detention, you can discover what it means." Great, just what I wanted, to skip an afternoon with my friends at the Y and hang out with Mrs. Lester. When the last bell of the day rang, I made my way to her classroom and she dropped a Webster's dictionary in front of me with a thud. She pointed to the blackboard and said, "Fill that board with the word and definition." So I began to write, "Flatulence, noun, the accumulation of gas in the alimentary canal," about 100 times, and I made sure to mind my manners in Mrs. Lester's presence. I still cussed on the yard at the Y because duh, but those were some brutal consequences for a kid in an academically gifted class. Okay, a beating would have been brutal, but listen, it was embarrassing. I still had buck teeth and wild, unruly red hair. As a giant who had to wear boy jeans so they would be long enough, I really didn't need Mrs. Lester ruining my life. In order to survive and in order to win, I had to act a certain way in specific environments. That was the narrative forming in my young mind. Adjust yourself accordingly. Become what is required. Do what people desire. Don't cuss at school unless you're trying to impress friends in a place where the adults can't hear. Do cuss at the Y to fit in with the other kids. Don't get above your raising by seeming too educated or smart. Be an easy audience, smile, and look pretty. Don't speak unless spoken to, especially around important people. Fight to be heard, and remember, if there is a problem, fix it or control it, and if you can't do one of those, then take it out on yourself. And by no means should you just relax and be yourself unless you are completely alone and no one is present or watching. In other words, hide. I created different personas to please people and to protect myself. Sometimes I was wild, outspoken, and fearless. This confident Ashley appeared when I felt safe and loved, times when I didn't feel the need to perform or pretend. Whenever I got to be wholly myself, whether at the YMCA, in a classroom, at home, or with friends, I found myself laughing out loud, speaking my mind, and doing what was in my heart to do. In another setting, I might be quiet, agreeable, and pleasant, and this docile Ashley surfaced when I felt a little out of place, like my whole self would not be welcome at the table. Environments outside of my economic, academic, or athletic bracket made me more earnest to please people in order to be accepted. Other times I acted indifferent, even though all my alarm bells were ringing inside. This uninterested Ashley emerged whenever I felt unsafe or insecure. When people made fun of me, ignored me, or pushed past my boundaries, I pretended like I didn't care to protect myself and endured until I could flee the situation. My life felt disjointed, like puzzle pieces in a box, never fully assembled. Due to my chameleon abilities, I was often out of touch with my body and what I thought, felt, and needed. I didn't always recognize when I was hurting, and if I did, I would work hard to ignore the pain or even harm myself so I could carry on with the facades. Biting my nails and cuticles down to the quick, medicating with sugar, eating too much, obsessing over a boyfriend, or becoming.